Thank you, Mr. President and members of the council. It has been encouraging and informative to participate and to witness this discussion today, and particularly to see the council and the Secretary General and the Special Rapporteur all recognize not only the critical human rights implications of climate change and its acute impacts on vulnerable populations, but also recognize the clear implications of that, including the urgent need to transition away from the fossil fuels that are driving the climate crisis, and the urgent need to accelerate finance for not only mitigation, but for adaptation and loss and damage. But I want to highlight the importance of words. One critical message that emerges from today's discussion is that climate change is not simply a threat. Climate change was a threat in the 1950s. When North American and European scientists began researching and worrying about it. Climate change was a threat in the 1960s and 1970s when those scientists raised stark warnings for leaders of corporations and governments in the US and Europe. Climate change was an urgent and accelerating threat in the 1980s when the international community first recognized that rapid responses and serious action were required. More than 30 years have passed, and in those 30 years, climate change has grown from a threat to an urgent and accelerating and an omnipresent reality. With this reality come mounting impacts on human lives, on human livelihoods, and on human rights around the world. This creates an immediate and an urgent responsibility for all countries, but particularly for those countries and those corporations most involved in creating this crisis, to respond to the human rights situations, the human rights realities that it has driven. This means an urgent escalation of climate finance, a focus of that finance on addressing the unmet needs for adaptation, and a recognition of the urgent and growing realities to respond to mounting loss and damage driven by the climate crisis. Thank you.